Blog Talk Radio.
Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe,
Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Live Yahweh's radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Top part of the Sabbath day. All six locations is open. Call for details 224-600-5579. This is the day the Almighty made for the Pacific people to keep the Sabbath day. Yahweh be with you all. So what we do, we just throw down the international side and see who all in the room. We'll get our head on the table and go from there. Let's throw down and see what's going on the international side. All right, all the slots are filled. 195 international countries are filled. Okay, good. What's flashing on the international side, WCC, since you already played your music already? Your broadcast. All right. 162-401. Bring our elder in and let him go from there. 162-401. All right, we'll bring our elder in and we'll go from there. 162-401. So when you meet the elder on top part of the Sabbath day, 195 international countries, all the slots is open, filled, ready to go. 162-401 is flashing on the top part of the Sabbath day. So elder Mr. Kills, Yahweh be with you there, see you right.
And Yahweh bless you, serious brother, see you royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Father, Elder Mr. Bill, Father Saturday, say the Almighty El May for you and me. And those understand one thing, Yahweh, I got a protocol. You know, it was a verse that came up one, I can't remember, I was in a class, and it came up something, and it got to come back to me, but it's not for me to come up with it now, so I ain't even worried about it. 195 international countries, one, whatever I just said. I'll move it off on that slot. So, Mr. Kill, take your time while we get our coats all situated to take care of Yahweh's business. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you here as well, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast, Top Part of Sabbath, with 162,401 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And as I always say, each and every time, that's a good thing, because the more that attend, the more righteous gathering we have. It's not like when you run into some times where you see people say, oh, I read the Bible all the time, and I do a lot of studying. I always read my favorite scriptures in the Bible. But, you know, I always feel uneasy. I can never think of all the things I want to say. Well, the problem with that is, in 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9, therefore we adult, we need none of these things, that we have the righteous book of Scripture in our hands to comfort us. You have to remember, we read the Bible to study the words of Yahweh to comfort us, not just one or two scriptures. That's the problem. That's why you have to come into the voices of the true Israel to learn this word, learning the protocol of the Bible, how the word was given from the Father, Yahweh the Father, to Yahweh the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, to the elder, to bring this word uncut unto you. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. We do this because this is information that you have knocked for. You have to seek no further for that. You have now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadon, for open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not having a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30, and that's today. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just on this big lion, you will see some choices. And one will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah, Radio, Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is Tribe. That spelling is T-R-I-B-E. yhdh@gmail.com for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. That would be any particular 12 programs of your choice on DVD. Also, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show after 10:30 p.m. To do this, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you will late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now doing the normal broadcast. Another good note, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find also this is where Yahuwah's word is working for your education. Online there to answer the discussed topics that's on the table will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict that sort of misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, Our teaching, for your convenience, will continue on Peltal. Yahweh be with you all. But remember, I've said many times before, when you're trying to learn the words of Yahweh, do not try to win at Bump the Gums contests. You will miss all the Yahweh's glory which is said unto you. So we can continue in Yahweh's learning. Keep your Bibles open. I'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, that's excellent. It's the top part of the Sabbath day, and this is the day the Almighty has made, and all six locations open. Call for details, get in where you fit in at, and it's type of cliche, but one thing about it, we tell you things that can come back upon you one day to come. Keep that Sabbath day the way Yahweh tell you to do it. And that's a great thing. All right, so we're going to go inside of Camp 1 and see if we get something going on. And number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is all ready to go. So I think we run inside of Camp 1 before we pass it on to Brother Mackay and let him look at this. So when you meet your brother, well, our voice, you say, Brother Mackay Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be you that same right.
Yahweh bless you, say the family of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father, Brother Mackay. Well, another Sabbath day, so hey, our work is never done until the man shut us down. So let's see if we peek down and see what it says in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we get something going on, and then we're going to pass it on once all everything kind of, we lay out a little groundwork down. So Luke chapter 12. Verse number 12 says what?
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, For the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
And I believe that the righteous spirit do the teaching. But one thing about the righteous spirit or in the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, 1 down to verse 7, let's talk about this righteous spirit. Because one thing about it, I had a text message. I think that was last night. It says a ministry out there in Africa, they open a broadcast up saying Luke chapter 12, verse 12. I said, well, that's a good thing, but one thing about it, you know, if you're making it as a cliche, you're not going to get nowhere with it. But if you are in the spirit of Yahweh, it'll teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. So we're going to take a little peep at the wisdom of Solomon, and we're going to see exactly what that's saying, because we see what you're doing when you say Luke 12, 12, you inviting the Almighty in. That's what you're doing. You're saying, hey, Yahweh, why don't you oversee my lesson? I'm going to put it together right now. That's what you're saying. Oversee my lesson. And that's why you got to be very careful, because hold that point right there before we get there. That's how he operates. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2 and look at verse 21 and 22. Now, as it was said, let me come right back to wisdom of Solomon shortly. But you got to understand something, C. Roy. When you jump down there and say Luke chapter 12, verse 12, then you know you got a great obligation up over your head. Because what's that? 1 Peter 2, pick up verse 21 and 22, Brother Mackay Israel, live at Camp 1, come on.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 21 down to 22. Verse 21 reads, For even hereunto were you called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us.
So Yahweh did what?
Suffered for us.
So Yahweh suffered for us. So he suffered for us. What's that supposed to mean? So what are you telling us? Hold that point. Run to 1633 of St. John. So one thing about it, the Almighty, he suffered for us. He suffered for us. So he's telling us to do what? What can we read over there in St. John 1633?
Book of St. John, chapter 16. Verse 33 reads, These days have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. in the world, you should have tribulation.
You're going to have tribulation. So don't think that, I don't care. You're going to have some tribulation. So keep that in your mind. In this world, you're going to have some tribulation because the Almighty said so. Go ahead.
But be of good cheer.
But he said when it come up on you now, be of what?
Good cheer.
Go ahead and read.
I have overcome the world.
So I have overcome the world. He let you know. And it's going to come up on you. So he said when it come up on you now, be of good cheer. I have overcome. That means he leave the room to let you know you got opportunity to overcome. But it comes with condition. Let's see what the condition is back in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. 22 and 21. 21 and 22. What did it say?
The book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 down to 22. Verse 21 reads, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example." Mm-hmm. Then you should follow his steps.
So he left on us an example. And you supposed to do what with him?
Follow his steps.
Follow his steps. So you say you know this man, you're about this man, then he said he left you an example. The example he left you for you to do is follow his steps. What is the example he left you that we can read in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 14 and 17? What example that we can read he left us in Luke chapter 4, verse 14 down to verse 17? What's the example there, Brother Micaiah? He said he left us an example, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see if we read some of these examples that he left us that we can do.
The book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 14 down to 17.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14 reads, "And Yahweh the Son returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about."
So a fame went out all, everybody thought, well, no, who is this guy over here? So his fame went everywhere. Go ahead and read.
Verse 15. He taught in their temples, being honored of all.
Yeah.
Verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was.
You mean he got a custom? What is Yahweh's custom? Remember, it says, as he walked, you walked. So Yahweh got a custom. Let's see what his custom is that we can read. Go ahead.
Okay. And as his custom was, he went into the temple on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
He went into the temple when?
On the Sabbath day.
And done what?
Stood up for to read.
Uh-huh. And he anointed a guy through Samuel in 73:17. And let's see, is anything 300 years? Matter of fact, that's about 1,000 years between this right here. Let's go to 73:17 and see, is there any changing on how he operates? Let's go all the way down to 73, verse 17 of Psalms. Psalm 73, verse 17. Psalm 73, verse number 17. What does it say in Psalm 73, verse 17, Brother Mackay?
The book of Psalms, chapter 73, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, "Until I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understood I therein."
So the only way you will understand the end of this thing, you got to follow the example that Yahweh the Son did and David did. They knew they had to get to the temple. So we got six locations for details. You get in where you fit in at, but understand one thing. You think you can understand, but he's not going to allow you to understand this unless you follow his example. Now, what he said again in 1 Peter 2:22, listen to what he says in 1 Peter 2:22.
Book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 22, read, who did no sin, neither was gall found in his mouth.
So he done no what?
Who done no sin.
So he ain't done no sin. So Yahweh the Son ain't done no sin. So when he went into the temple, that he done no sin. He went into the temple. Meaning he done no sin. So the opposite of it, when you're not going into the temple, you are sinning. That is the bottom line. Because Yahweh done no sin. He done no sin.
God bless you,
sin,
Israel.
Found a way to get in,
isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Young God,
that's it. Mm-hmm. So, now you have to examine yourself. Are you sinning? So he got no sin. So he got no sin. He didn't do no sin. So now, that means he got no sin. And what's the biblical definition of sin? Let's see what he says in 1 John chapter 3, 3 and 4. And we'll take it 1 John 3 all the way down to verse 8. So he done no sin. He didn't do no sin. How about you? It says you got to follow his steps and he done no sin. Now, tell me one thing. Are you sinning? Yeah, well, I done no sin. 1 John chapter 3, 3, 3 all the way down to verse 8. Brother Micaiah, bring it.
Book of 1 John chapter 3. Verse 3, 3, 4, and all the way down to verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3 reads, every man that has this hope,
and every man have this hope,
in him purify himself,
yeah,
even as he is pure.
Yeah.
Verse 4, whosoever committed sin transgresses also the Torah instructions.
Oh, so since he didn't do no sin, that means he didn't break the transgression. He didn't break the what?
The Torah instruction.
Okay, let's see what was he doing again. Now hold that point right there. Go right back again to 4, verse 14 again.
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, and Yahweh the Son returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee.
Yeah.
And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about.
Yeah.
Verse 15. And he taught in their temples, being honored of all.
Uh-huh.
Verse 16. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the temple on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
That is the what word is that again?
The custom.
That's the custom. See, Roy, that is the custom. You go to the temple on the Sabbath day. That is, now, let's see, going to the 17th chapter of Acts. Let's see if anything changed in 17, 1 and 2. Of the book of Acts there, Brother Micaiah, 17, 1 and 2. Did anything change in 17, verse 1 and 2? So remember, if you're going to walk the way he walked, and you're doing what he's doing, you have what was that word again?
Custom.
A custom. Meaning you know whatever it is on the Sabbath day, I got to get to the temple of Yahweh on the Sabbath day. Let's see by Paul. In the 17th chapter, verse 1 and 2 of Acts.
Book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 1 and 2.
Listen to it.
Verse 1 reads.
What it reads.
Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Philippopolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a temple of Yahweh polluted word Judah.
voice is gone. Yeah, go ahead.
Verse 2.
What?
And Paul, as his manner was.
Wait a minute. What's the difference between a manner and a custom? One of the same. Manner and a custom is one of the same. Go ahead.
Went in unto them in 3 Sabbath days, reasoned with them out of the scripture.
Oh, so he went to the temple 3 out of 4 days. Oh, that means you allowed to miss one, huh? So he went 3 out of 4 out of the month. So he went 3 out of 4. Well, let's clear it up and read 18 verse 4.
Okay.
18 verse 4. Let's clean that up in 18 verse 4 of the same book, Acts.
Okay.
Let's clean up what Paul doing, what he did. Okay.
The book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 4. Verse 4, read.
What did he read?
And he reasoned in the temples every Sabbath.
And he reasoned when?
Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath day, Paul filed his business is to get to the Sabbath day to do what?
And persuaded, Yah-Jah blew the word Judah.
Yeah.
And the northern kingdom.
That's right. The Greeks are called the northern kingdom. See, otherwise the Greeks is called the northern kingdom. See, so he made sure he's taking care of Yahuwah's business. And that's all you can, that's all you allowed to do one thing. You have to make sure that you have that spirit on you, because you never know when the man gonna bring you in there, Mother D.F. Israel. You never know when the man gonna bring you in, and you never know when a knock on the door and somebody might come to you in the 38th chapter of Isaiah. In the 38th chapter of Isaiah, look at verse 1. There's a conversation going on in the 38th chapter, verse 1. There's a conversation going on. 38, verse 1. They had a big conversation going on in the book of Isaiah, 38, verse 1. Let's see what happened there, Mother Dear of Israel.
Isaiah, chapter 38, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death.
So Hezekiah was sick. In those days, Hezekiah was sick unto death.
And Isaiah the seer, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him.
And then the king was sick. And Isaiah the seer came upon Hezekiah. And let's see how did he greet him? How did he greet him? Come on.
And said unto him.
What?
Thus says Yahweh.
Oh, there you go right there. See, there you go, your game changer right there. See, as long as you say what?
Thus says Yahweh.
It's up to you. It's up to you. When we come on the network, we come and tell you what?
Thus says Yahweh.
Thus says Yahweh. Go ahead and read.
Sit down.
He said, sit your family. Sit your family in order.
For thou shalt die.
Because Yahweh is ready to kill you, Hezekiah, king of Israel. Yahweh is ready to kill you.
And not live.
And you are not going to live. He's ready to kill you.
Yes.
Verse 2. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Then Hezekiah immediately turned his face toward the wall.
And prayed unto Yahweh.
And who he prayed to?
To Yahweh.
He prayed to Yahweh. Mm-hmm. And what happened next?
Verse 3. And said.
What did he say?
Remember now, Yahweh.
He's remember now, Yahweh.
I beseech you.
He's I'm begging you, Yahweh.
How I have walked before you in truth.
He said, I walked before you in what?
And true. And with
a
perfect mind.
And what kind of mind I had?
A perfect mind.
I had a perfect mind.
And have done that which is good in your sight.
And I've done what's good in your sight.
And Hezekiah wept for.
And he wept. Now, suppose you were told that your time was just about up. Okay, is you able to say that? But Yahweh, I've done good in your sight. Huh? So, guess what? How it's going to happen now. is you gonna be able to tell Yahweh, hey Yahweh, you turn your face to the wall, say Yahweh, I've done good in your sight. And what else you do?
Verse 4.
No, keep reading. That's all that? No, I need some more out of that.
That's it.
No, I need some more out of that.
Verse 3?
Yeah. Read it all. Well, give me some more. Come back and read verse 3 again, because you don't left out all my good hints out of that. Read verse 3 again.
Isaiah 38, verse 3.
Yeah, listen to this.
And said, remember now, O Yahweh.
Remember now, O Yahweh.
I beseech you.
He said, I'm begging you, Yahweh.
How I have walked before you in truth.
I walked before you in truth.
And with a perfect mind.
I had a what kind of mind?
A perfect mind.
I had a perfect mind.
And have done that which is good.
Okay, and I've done what that is good.
In your sight.
In your sight.
And Hezekiah wept sore.
And he wept sore. He started crying. Now, we won't know if you know that, if you're on the clock, is you able to say that right there? And he started crying. He said, I done what's good in your sight. That's one thing he did. And he walked with him with a perfect mind, right? You had a perfect mind now. That's a whole lot of stuff up in there. Mother Z, how do you have a perfect mind? Let's see, because nobody can have a perfect mind, Mother Z. Let's go and look at 548 for the book of Matthew. Let's see, can we start understanding? Remember, we got two words here, perfect and good. So now, this perfect mind we want to talk about. We're going to 548 of the book of Matthew. We want to take a look at that, 548. Now, how can, remember he said he had a perfect mind. Is that what he said?
Yes,
perfect mind. Now, let's find out how do you have a perfect mind that you can read. Mother Z, 548 of Matthew, how do you have a perfect mind that we can read?
Mm-hmm. Verse
48.
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Oh, so he wouldn't tell you something unless he know that you can do it. He said, be ye perfect as your Father is in heaven. Is that what he said? Now he said, Mother Z? Okay, let's back up and see what about this purpose. Let's run this thing down a little bit. But that's a big word, perfect. Let's run to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 60-61. How about that? How about me throwing a little wrinkle in that then? Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 8, Mother Z. Let's find out how do you be perfect. We're going to the 8th chapter, 1 Kings, verse 6 and 61. Now, he said, be you perfect. Ain't no way he can say that unless he pulled that from somewhere else. Now, we're going to 1 Kings chapter 8. Let's find out how can we be perfect that we can read. Mother Z, you on the clock, verse 60 and 61. Yeah, listen to this. Listen, kind of raise your voice up a little bit there, Mo. Make sure old Mo Z got some of this good old hot tea in them. Because they need to know one thing. Yahweh said you can be perfect. He said you can be perfect. Now, if he said that means we got to be able to bag that up through Scripture. 8, 60, and 61 of 1 Kings. Come on.
That all the people of the earth might know that the Yahweh is Yahweh, and that there is none else.
Right. Now listen good, listen good. Here comes Mother Z.
Let your mind therefore be perfect.
Let your what?
Mind.
Oh, let your mind be perfect. Let's see how can we let our mind be perfect.
To walk in his statutes and to keep his
perfect
instructions.
Ain't that something? You mean how you be perfect, you got to do what? You got to walk in the Torah instruction. You see how when you precept your Bible, that's how you precept your Bible. So all Yahweh wants you to do, because he done no sin, if you want to be perfect with Yahweh, what you got to do there, our mother? Mosey.
Walk in his Torah instruction.
And that will get you what, mother?
Perfect.
Now run to Psalms chapter 19, 7 through 10. Now you're seeing about 500-600 years later, here come David. So you thought David had just already laid out that he was the first one saying it. No, he wasn't. David done the same thing everybody do, pull scripture. David pulled scripture in the 19th chapter, Mother Z. He pulled scripture from the 19th chapter 7 through 10. That's all he did, is pull some scripture. And we keep telling you, if you're going to do this man business, you got to pull scripture. He'll give it to you when you get your mind all right. He won't have you thumbing all around. Because Yahweh told him in the book of Matthew 5:48, be ye perfect, like our Father. And we read over there in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and 22, Yahweh the Son done no sin. And we find out sin is what again, Brother Micaiah? You read 3:3, give me 4 down to verse 8. Back to First John chapter 3, you read 3 already. Give me 4 down to verse 8. Okay. So he's telling you something, coming back with your mother in that 19th chapter 7 through 10. He making a final statement.
Book of John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 down to 8.
Listen good.
Verse 4.
Listen good.
Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the Torah instruction.
Yes.
First 5 books of the Bible.
Yes.
For sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction.
And Yahweh the Son did, he did no sin.
Right.
Paul did no sin. Paul did no sin. They kept the Sabbath day. So if you're not keeping the Sabbath day, you are sinning. You are breaking the Torah instruction. Yahweh the Son break no, and he made it plain, Mother Z, he made it plain. He made it plain where? Mother Z. What he make it plain in the book of Habakkuk 1:13. So you can be saying all what you want to say, but he made it plain in Habakkuk 1:13. He made a profound statement. In 1:13, what did he say? Habakkuk 1:13, he made it real plain in 1:13. He said something. And what did he say? Listen good, what he said now. You got pure eyes.
And to behold
evil. And he ain't going, he ain't looking.
On sin.
And he ain't looking on sin.
Huh?
So you dealing treacherous and you sinning. So he's not looking upon you. I don't care what you're doing. He said, I'm not even watching you if you sin against me. Is that what you just got to read?
Yeah.
Did we read that? So if you're not keeping the Sabbath day the way he's telling you to do it, you out there on the crap shoot on your own. He tell you, I'm not watching you. I'm paying you no never mind. Is that what you just got to read?
Yeah, well.
Oh, I can't hear nobody talk back behind that.
Yeah, well.
That's what he's saying, ain't it? Yeah. Now, Mother and Second Ezra, go ahead and finish, Mother.
And hold thy tongue when you speak divine.
And you try to get along with the get along. Don't hold your tongue. Just call the way it is. You remember Elijah came over and said, "Thus says Yahweh." He said, "Yahweh, I'm ready to kill you, King." You got to talk. You can't worry about, well, you know, I'm better ruin my date. Well, okay, you got to ruin your date. You save me your life. I'm going to ruin my date. Because I said it, I know I ain't got nothing coming tonight. I might not even be in the driveway behind what I'm getting ready to say. I might have to leave the driveway. See, but you got to talk. Your father's going to tell you what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you. Now, Mother, in the second book of Ezra, chapter 8, verse 47, can you help me out? Now, listen to what the man is saying. Now, the seer was on the table, on the clock. And then the seer was talking to the minister spirit. The minister spirit turned around and focused in on him to give him an answer. So he turned around and gave him an answer, Mother E. He gave him an answer in 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 47. He gave him a profound answer. And this is what he says in 2 Ezra 8, verse 47. Yeah, now listen to this real good now. He said, now watch yourself, Mr. Fear. You come shout now, you make a statement now. Watch yourself. He's saying, watch yourself. You love the creatures of the earth better than the Almighty that made them? So they're asking the question now. He said, watch yourself now. Go ahead and read.
But I have oftentimes grown mild unto it, but never to be unrighteous.
What?
Never to the unrighteous.
You mean Yahweh? He said, I often have drawn to you, seer, but to the unrighteous, I got a what on them? You hear the man just say, you not keeping the Torah instruction, you are unrighteous. And how much do Yahweh draw to you? Man, I can't. I'm always passing on. I ain't getting nothing out of this class today. Brother, y'all got Israel. You hear what that verse is saying? Go on, give me some audio on that verse one more time. Brother, y'all got. Let me say in 8 verse 47.
The book of 2 Ezra 8 verse 47.
Listen good.
Thou comest far short that thou shouldest be able to love my creature more than I. I have oftentimes drawn nigh unto you.
I have oftentimes drawn near not unto you.
And unto it. But never to the unrighteous.
Ain't that something? You mean the unrighteous. He ain't. How many times he draw to them?
No.
So now you see that all the everybody got all this special message from the Almighty, didn't they?
Yeah.
So you call this man a liar. He said, I ain't what with you?
Never
draw to you. So all this, well, I thought he said something to me, listen, he said, how many times he draw to you?
Never.
See that? So now you can watch the best on Buck the Gums about this first relationship they got with him on the wrong day. See? Now, we're going to read one verse, Mother D.F. Israel, we're going to turn to Brother Micaiah. I'm going to leave it like that. So we hit them on bumping their gum, that talking that talk about that day. Yahweh said something to him. You just call this man a liar. Because he said, how many times he draw to you if you unrighteous?
Never.
Never.
So I got to teach this right here. So if you're not doing what he did, you're following his steps, then you're just wasting your time. Because he jawed to you how many times?
Never.
It is right there. He told it. Now, remember he said, who read that Mosey of Israel? What he said, read 31, 32, 36, 37. So we got to understand this thing. So when you hear them going through their testimonies and all this stuff, and they say, well, I'll take it. No, listen. If you're not doing the way Yahweh tell you to do it and follow his steps, he ain't jawed to you, never. So those that's not keeping the Sabbath day, they're keeping the first day of the week. Listen, the ministry you are finding is not Yahweh's ministry. Unless you're saying he lying. And I know one thing. He told Israel, watch yourself. He don't tell you, watch yourself too. Now the ministry spirit of one came and told Ezra that look here, long as you walk right, I'm with you, Ezra. But to the unrighteous, I ain't never drawn to them. Did we read that? Now look what he said in Matthew chapter 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. So when your mama and your daddy go on the wrong day, keeping the wrong day, the wrong name, no feast days, ain't wearing no fringes, wearing pads instead of wearing dresses, Yahweh have not said jack to you. But you have been talked to, but not by him. And we'll get to that in another time. You have been talked to, but not by him, unless he just lied there. You can get a conversation going on, no doubt about it. But not by him. Because he said, I never said nothing to you if you're unrighteous. Did everybody say that?
Yeah,
but if you had a conversation, okay, you might have had one. But it wasn't him. Is that what I'm reading?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I mean, there it is. You might have had a conversation. But it wasn't him. Bring it.
Matthew chapter 12.
31, 32, 36, 37. And look what he got written.
Matthew chapter 12, verses 31, 32, 36, 37, verses 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven.
So if you blaspheme against the righteous spirit, right? What do you say?
Shall not be forgiven.
So that's the righteous spirit telling Ezra what the Son and the Father got on the agenda.
Yeah.
As if you're unrighteous, he ain't got no dealing with you.
Right.
You unrighteous, he ain't got no dealing with you, Ezra.
Right.
So all these old personal testimony they be having, they lying from the pit of hell. That's why I say I got no dealing with you if you're unrighteous. Did we read that?
Yeah.
The ministry spirit is the one saying that. Mm-hmm. And what does he say about the ministry spirit?
Verse 32.
Listen.
And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man,
yeah,
it shall be forgiven him.
He said you could talk, man, he give you an answer to speak against the Son of Man. Mm-hmm. He might forgive you for it. He might say, okay, Father, forgive them. But they know not what they're doing, right?
Right.
Okay, but what do we say next?
But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit.
But if you speak against the righteous spirit,
it shall not be forgiven.
It's not going to be forgiven of you.
Neither in this world.
Neither in this world.
Neither in the world to come.
Not even in the world to come. So if you say you got some relationship with him, being unrighteous, not a Torah keeper, and you said, I'm speaking to him, you are a liar and from the pits of hell. He ain't told you keep no Sunday. He ain't told you have no cross. He ain't told you that. And you said, he's all in the place. I can feel him all in the place. You're not feeling him in the place. You're feeling the other guy in the place. According to what he said. Look what he said in verse 36 and 37.
Matthew 12, 36 and 37.
Listen good.
Verse 36.
Listen good.
But I say unto you,
mm-hmm,
that every idle word that man or woman shall give an account.
You're going to give an account.
In the day of judgment.
In the day of judgment.
Verse 7.
What?
For by your words, thou shalt be justified.
By your words, you're going to be justified.
And by your words, you shall be condemned.
And by your words, I'm going to keep. Now, I got to get one more in. Now, help me out. Help me out, Brother Yahya. You're nothing but knock you off me real quick. I'm turning on. In the second book of Enoch, 62, 1, 2, and 3, makes a profound statement. But he tell you in St. John 7, verse 6, he makes a profound statement in 7, verse 6. He said, listen, your time is always. I know my time, but my time is anyway. But he's going to tell you something out of the mouth of Enoch. 62, 1, 2, and 3. Listen real good what he's saying.
Second Enoch chapter 62, number 1, 2, and verse 3, read.
Where
are you? Second Enoch 62, verse 1.
What?
Look at the man and woman who in their patience bring his gift with faith before Yahweh our faith.
So you blessed if you keep the covenant. You blessed if you keep the covenant. Go ahead and read.
Because he will find forgiveness of faith.
If you keep the covenant, you can find forgiveness of sin.
Number 2.
Listen good.
If he takes back his word.
But if you take back your word.
Before the time. There is no repentance for him.
Or her.
If the time passes.
And the time passes.
They do not of their own will perform what is promised.
And you don't do what the promise is, keeping the Torah instruction.
There is no repentance after death.
What?
There is no repentance after death.
So if you didn't get this thing right before you shut it down, you're going to bust hell wide open when he wakes you back up. You can't get it right in the grave. If you don't get this thing right before he shuts you down, is no repentance after death. So those who do not keep them Sabbath days, those ignore what the man got on these feast days and all the... And you knew you was Israel. When you wake up, what did he say? You'll be louder.
No repentance
after death. So we can tell you about the Lord. Granddaddy, Uncle Leroy, and Aunt Sally gonna bust that fire wide open when they get back up. Mm-hmm. There it is, right there. Mm-hmm. You can't get it right when you already put you to sleep. That's why you gonna be in a hurry to get this man right now. So you look your mama eyeball to eyeball, say, Mama, if you don't get up off them Sundays and that Lord God and Jesus, you gonna bust that hell wide open like Daddy and Uncle Leroy already is waiting on it. Because there's no repentance after what?
After death.
Read verse 3, and I'm going to stop it right here.
Verse number 3.
Listen to it.
Because every work which man and woman do.
You mean you got to do what?
Work.
You got to work to do this. You think it? You got to work. We know the heat controls the world. Oh, well, it's too cold. Oh, well, the day is too hot. Okay, keep on. With that too cold and too hot talk. Go ahead and read.
For the time of deceit before me,
and
sin before Yahweh.
You see what he say? It is sin before Yahweh. I got to get one more in there. 836, Brother Yahweh, yes, real, and that's it. Proverbs. That sin before Yahweh, and look what Yahweh going to tell you. I got to get one more in. Yeah, see, get one more in, 836 of Proverbs. So that sin before Yahweh, but in Proverbs 836 says what?
Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 36, read.
Listen to it.
Look at Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36.
Listen to it.
If ye that sin against me.
If you sin against your mighty one.
Wrong is their own self.
You wrong in your own self.
All they that hate me.
All that hate me.
Love death.
Love what?
Love death.
And on that note, over the blood of Micaiah, Israel.
Hallelujah. Let me get Brother, let me get some Luke 12:12. Right, the spirit. receive these words that need to come out of my mouth.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Hallelujah. Well, and I believe that righteous spirit is going to teach me at this very same hour what I ought to say. I'm going to touch on this Sabbath day. I'm going to go read on Father E, you can give me Exodus chapter 20. We're going to pick it up 9 to 10. See what Yahweh told us about this Sabbath day. Book of Exodus chapter 20, verses 9 to 10. This is the day we're supposed to be sitting right here keeping our mind on Yahweh. Let's see what Yahweh had to say and what he told us to do in the book of Exodus chapter 20, verse 9 to 10.
Exodus chapter 20, verses 9 and verse 10. Verse 9.
And sorry, I'm sorry, Mother E, you can pick it up at verse 1. Again, go down to 8, 9, and 10.
Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 reads, And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 13, speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying, truly my Sabbath you shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you.
It's a sign between me and you. And who he talking to right here?
The children of Israel.
And so he told the children of Israel they should keep his Sabbath. And what he say it is?
A sign between me and you.
Throughout the generations. It's the generations we living in today, right?
Right.
Okay, continue.
That you may know that I am Yahweh that do sanctify you.
So it was Yahweh that gave the children of Israel this Sabbath day as a sign between me and them, right?
Yeah.
Between us and Yahweh. So it's a sign that we got to keep, right?
Right.
So Mother Eve, we're going to pick back up and let's get a case of point about this sign. And see what I back some up with this sign, because it's a sign that Yahweh gave us. Let's go to the Book of Jubilees. And let's pick it up at Mother Eve chapter 2. And pick it up at verse 17. Chapter 2, verse 17. Let me see, can we get a witness on this sign that he gave, what this sign is, and who he gave it to. Yeah, the Book of Jubilees, chapter 2, verse 17, Mother Eve.
The Book of Jubilees, chapter 2, verse 17. Verse 17. And he gave us with a great sign. The Sabbath day. That we should work 6 days. But keep Sabbath on the seventh day. From all work. Verse 18. And all the ministry spirits are present,
and all the ministry spirits are
present to take. These two great glasses
he has hidden us.
In heaven.
And on earth. So let me stop right there, Mother E. So Yahweh is saying right here that this Sabbath day he had given to a great sign. And he said 6 days should work, but he also said, but keep the Sabbath on the seventh day from all the work. And we just got done reading in the Book of Genesis that Yahweh had rested on that day. But also it was a blessed day. As we continue to read on in the verse 18, we pay attention to these and all the ministering spirits of the presence. And now the ministry spirits of sanctification, these two great classes, he has hidden us to keep the Sabbath with him in heaven and on earth. So this Sabbath day just don't go here on earth. It's also heavenly things that's going on. This wasn't just for the children of Israel, but it did reach up to heaven, down, I mean, case from heaven down to earth. So we go, we're going to pick it back up at verse 20. Mother E, you can pick it up at verse 20.
And I have chosen the seed of Israel from among all that I have seen and have written him down as my firstborn. And have sanctified him unto myself, forever and ever.
And I will teach
them the Sabbath day.
So who? Sorry, I hold you up right there, Mother E. So he's saying that I'm gonna teach
Israel.
My firstborn. That's right, Israel keep this Sabbath day. Everybody know that they Israel and they sitting at home, so they going out to these clubs and they doing what they doing. This is what Israel is supposed to be doing right now on this day. It's sundown to sundown. We keep this Sabbath day. Let me get a second witness. Mother Z, you can read me 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 58. Let's get a second witness on this firstborn. Oh. And I might let me take a peek at their mother. Second Ezra, right? Well, I might be.
Let me get a precept on what you're looking for. Mother of Israel. Go to 4:21 and 22. Let me get a precept until Brother Micaiah gets his hammer. Right.
Yeah.
Let me give me get a precept on that. He said the Sabbath day was made for the children of Israel. Is that right?
Yeah.
His firstborn, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to the regular book and see if we find that. Let's find out, can we put a precept with that in 4:21 and 22 of Exodus. Mother D. F. Israel. D. Ray, bring it.
Exodus 4:21 and 22.
Let's see if we get a precept out of that. Yeah, read the pause up a little bit, yeah.
Exodus 4:21 and 22.
Mr.
Good. And 21 read. Read. And Yahweh said unto Moses.
So who talking?
Yahweh talks to Moses.
Okay, go ahead.
When thou goest to return into Egypt,
yeah.
See that you do all these wonders before Pharaoh.
Do what I tell you to do, Moses. Go ahead and read.
Which I have put in thine hand.
Uh-huh.
But I will harden his mind,
yeah,
that he should not let the people go.
So that's so, you know, see, you might have your mind, it might be hardened. That you understand what we're telling you, and the more we show you the Bible, then you make your heart get harder. I mean, Yahweh was gonna harden your head.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like you gonna be on fire from Yahweh. Go ahead and read.
Yahweh. Okay.
22.
Okay, so 22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh.
Say unto Pharaoh.
Thus says Yahweh of Israel,
uh-huh,
my son is my son, even my firstborn.
So who is Yahweh firstborn?
Israel.
Back to Brother Micaiah, Israel.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So our Mother Z, you can pick it up at 2 Ezra chapter 6, and you give me verse 58. Mm-hmm.
But we, the people who thus has.
But we got people whom you have called. We go see. I'm a precept this thy people too. The seer just gave us a precept of firstborn, which is Israel, according to Exodus chapter 4:21 and 22. We also got a precept in this Ezra chapter 6:58, when he said, but we your people, whom you have called your firstborn. So we thy people. We're going to precept who is Yahweh's people in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 20. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 20 reads, and while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before Yahweh, my Yahweh, for the righteous mountain of my Yahweh. So we know that the people of Yahweh is Israel. So in Israel is his firstborn. We're going to pick it back up with Mother E. And we left off at, who's that, verse 20, right? Okay. And let's pick it up at 21. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They should keep fast,
uh-huh,
with us on the seventh day.
Uh-huh.
To eat and to drink and to bless him who has created all things, that he has blessed and sanctified unto himself a peculiar
special people.
A special people.
Uh-huh.
They love all people, and that they should be saved together.
So as we keeping this Sabbath day right now, we know up in heaven right now, they keeping the Sabbath day. And that's the thing that's going on. But he also said, I want to point something out right here, that he says, and he blessed and sanctified himself as special people. But you got to remember, this is sad too. But who are these special people? Where we can read about these special people at? Mother D, I know you're holding something for me over there in that Exodus, but I need you to go to the book of Exodus chapter. Now, you holding something for me. Yeah, Exodus 31. But I need you to go to Exodus chapter 19 and pick it up at, see, can we get this special people? And see what...
We hear you, Brother Micaiah.
Let me get Exodus chapter 19.
You hear you now. We hear you.
Hallelujah.
Bring it up.
And let's see what he said in Exodus chapter 19. Pick it up at verse 5. And give me verse 6 with it, too.
Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6.
Uh-huh.
Verse 5 reads, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed.
Uh-huh.
And keep my covenant,
uh-huh.
Then you shall be a special, a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
So, uh-huh.
And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and righteous nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel.
So Yahweh say that the children of Israel is going to be if they keep his covenant.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep that in mind too. See, this, remember, we're dealing with a sign here. We're dealing with people that got to keep his covenant. And one of the things of keeping his covenant that comes with keeping the Sabbath day, you can be a special people, a special treasure unto Yahweh above all people. But you got to remember, it's something that you charged with something, keeping that covenant. So you should be keeping that Sabbath day. So if you understand that, that means you understand something about this sign that you under. You know, and let's go back to Mother. Keep it going. And go back to give me Exodus and pick it back up at chapter 31, verse 12.
Well, I got some to tie in with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Day of Israel. I'm going to tie something because he... Otherwise, by keeping that Sabbath day, he said you'd be a special person, a people to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know by keeping it in 7 verse 6 of Deuteronomy, it'll make us having a position. See, we got to understand when Yahweh tell you something, it's also a position behind it. What do you got written in 7 verse 6 of Deuteronomy based upon being a special people to him, children of Israel, guess what? When you're doing his business, he got you as a what in 7 verse 6?
Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6.
Uh-huh.
For thou art a righteous people.
See, he says you are a righteous people until Yahweh, man.
Yahweh, your Yahweh, has chosen you.
And you've been chosen by Yahweh. Go ahead, Reed.
To be a special people.
Well, what kind of people?
A special people.
So that peculiar word is polluted for special people.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Unto himself.
Unto who?
Himself.
No, and now let's find out our position once we got him right.
Above all people.
What?
Above all people.
Above how many people?
All people.
You mean if we keep what Yahweh got written, we got a position?
Yes.
And what is that?
Above all people.
So now you want Yahweh to do something for you. You want somebody to do something. And Moses left a tidbit in the 26th chapter, verse 15 and 19 of Israel. So now Moses is saying something. Now, once you know your position, now Moses is going to ask Yahweh, well, I'll tell you what, if they know their position, then I want you to do something for them, Maldia of Israel, and 26:15 on verse 19 of Deuteronomy.
Hallelujah.
26.
Yep. 15 down to verse 19. So I want them to do it. Now Moses, he can go before and talk to Yahweh concerning you. If you got what he got on the table, now Moses can go before, because you know over there in 7 verse 10 of Hosea, he told Hosea, give off your face. What you down there crying and hollering about, oh, woe is me for? So now Moses got an opportunity to do some talking now, so at this gate, must be all right. Let's see. 26:15 on to verse 19, bring it.
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 15 through 19. Verse 15. Look down from your righteous inhabitation. From heaven.
Where?
From heaven.
Yes.
And bless your people Israel.
Bless your people who?
Israel.
Israel.
And the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers.
Mm-hmm.
A land that flows with milk and honey.
Yeah.
Verse 16. This day, your Yahweh has commanded you to do these statutes and judgments.
Oh, this is a commandment from Yahweh. So what we doing, this is not what it is. No, this is a commandment to do this thing we doing now. Go ahead.
Statutes and judgment, you shall therefore keep and do them.
Keep them and what?
And do them.
Do.
Go ahead.
With all your mind.
Mm-hmm. And, all you
and with all your
thoughts. Don't cameo this. Don't cameo this, man. Don't cameo him.
17.
Right.
Thou hast avouched Yahweh this day to be your Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And to walk in his ways.
Yeah, so you have avouched to walk in his ways.
And to keep his statutes.
Yes.
And his covenant.
Yes.
And his judgment.
Right.
And to listen, hearken unto his voice.
You're about to listen to whatever Yahweh got on tape. You're about this day to listen and do what the man got on tape. Go ahead.
Verse 18.
Right.
And Yahweh has avouched you this day.
Everybody in the love in. He in the love in now. You in the love in. He got a little love passing on tape. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Yahweh.
To be his special polluted peculiar people.
Right.
As he has promised you.
So everybody talking good. Mm-hmm. He talking good from heaven. The people talking, everybody talking good. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read.
And that you should keep all his Torah.
That means keep them all. You can't pick out what you want to do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. No, you got to eat the roll. Mm-hmm. All of it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 19,
mm-hmm.
And to make you high,
mm-hmm.
above all nations.
So when you understand your position, what Yahweh will do for you again?
Make you high above all nations.
Great.
Wow.
Which he has made in praise.
Yeah, you be high above Yahweh, and you be high in Yahweh. What kind of way?
In praise.
And praise.
And in name.
And you know his name.
Mm.
And in honor.
You have honor.
And that you may be a righteous people.
And you got to be a righteous people.
Unto Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Unto Yahweh, your Yahweh.
As he has spoken.
As he has spoken. Back to
God. Hallelujah. Wow. Mother Eve, we don't mean to pick on you this Saturday, but Mother D, but you've been chosen to do some more reading, Mother D. We pick it back up at that Exodus. Chapter 31, and we go get on this sign. Israel can know that we got a sign to keep this Sabbath day. We've been assigned to do this before any one of us was born. When we were sitting in Israelonians, we was assigned to do this thing. We was Jacob, and Isaac loins and Jacob loins. We was already assigned to do this. So let's pick it back up at verse 13. And let's read down.
Exodus chapter 31, verse 13. Speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying,
Truly, my Sabbath you shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am Yahweh that do sanctify you. Verse 14. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is righteous unto you. Everyone that defile it shall surely be put to death.
What's going to be done to them?
Put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, their soul shall be cut off from among his people. Verse 15. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, righteous to Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he or she shall surely be put to death. Verse 16. 16. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath.
Who should keep the Sabbath day?
The children of Israel.
And what else we should do to it?
To observe the Sabbath throughout their generations.
Throughout their generations, and what else?
For a perpetual covenant.
So perpetual is forever, forever covenant.
Verse 17. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel. Forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made the earth, made heaven and earth. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
We just got done reading that in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 3 and 2. And also it's a blessed day as well, he said. But you know what? That's something that we got to keep in mind, that we held tight to this. You know, I got to go back to something that Cecile had pointed out. And it's something that the Father putting back through the Son. And the Spirit got my mind rotating through this way. I wanted Mother E. In fact, Mother Z, you can give me Luke chapter 2:49. Let's see how Yahweh the Son, what Yahweh the Son said in the book of Luke chapter 2:49. Because if we believe this sign, then this son got to be part of our mind too then. So we got to be about our Father's business. That means we got to know to keep this Sabbath day. We can't be playing around. Yahweh the Son can't say, man, hold on. I got to be about my Father's business. So we're about our Father's business. That means Mother Eve, we're going to hear some Luke chapter 5, verse 27 to 28. Mother Eve. Yeah, chapter 5, verse 27 and 28. Then I want Mother D to come behind you with Mark 2:14.
I must be about my Father's business. He will say, hey, look, man, go be my daddy. You know what Isaiah 49 is saying. I was calling to take care of my Father's business. You know what I'm saying. You don't forget. Go ahead.
And after these things, he went forth and saw something. Named Levi. Sitting at the gesture of comfort. And he said unto him, follow me.
He said, follow me. And what did he do in verse 28?
Verse 28. And he left all, and followed him.
So he didn't leave nothing behind. He left whatever was there. He got up and he followed him, didn't he? He didn't play around, play no games. He didn't look back at none of that stuff.
So what he's saying, that prosperity doctrine that they teach in Christianity, that's from Satan the devil. When you're back Yahweh, you are rich, losing all your gains.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. All that tell you about the prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to follow Yahweh, you have to leave that on the table.
Hallelujah.
And follow him. Is that what we just got to read?
Hallelujah.
Well, they tell you about the prosperity. But look what I got. That's what you know. I got him with me.
Hallelujah.
You gotta leave what you got until he put the increase on you. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Let me get Mother D. Give me Mark chapter 2 and give me verse 14.
Mark chapter 2, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Read. And as he passed by, he saw Levi,
uh-huh,
son of
Alphaeus.
Alphaeus.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting at the recept of custom, and said unto him, follow me. Mm-hmm. And he arose and followed him.
And he rose and he followed him. I just wanted to get a second witness on that. But we go pick it up. And I'm going to read Matthew chapter 4, 19 to 20. Do me some reading too now. Hey, you know, he say in the book of Matthew, I'm picking up at chapter 4, verse 19. Verse 19 says, matter of fact, I'm picking up at 18. Verse 18 says, Yahweh the Son, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they was fishers. Verse 19, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Verse 20, and they straightway left their nets and followed him. So I'm sitting there right now. We're on this Sabbath day, and we're going to see who's going to do Mark 2:14 and a Matthew 4:19 and 20.
Well, that on the show of you, you're up one of the young lines. That's why you're saying you won't do everything. I got you.
Hallelujah.
You won't do it all. That's how them young lions hold it.
We got to follow him.
I'm taking every end of it.
Hallelujah.
We like everywhere we in. Everybody, brother, y'all got Israel.
Hallelujah.
Love to hear that, Captain.
Yeah.
All over that.
We're going to get we'll get a 1 Peter going on, chapter 2, 21. And let me hallelujah. You know, listen, I got to go back to this 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. And let me see, pick it up for me, Mother Z, pick it up for me. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. Uh-huh.
It has been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness,
mm-hmm,
than afterward they had known it,
yeah,
to turn from the righteous, mm-hmm, instruction.
No, that's not 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, Mother. You can pick that. I don't know. Verse 21. I mean, 1 Peter, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, you put that on you for that one. I'm going to check that one out in a second. Hold on. It's all right. Hallelujah. Why you just in here? That's the Sabbath day. That spirit be bouncing around all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that out right now while you go over there.
1 Peter chapter 2.
Yeah, so we got to keep this Sabbath day. And that's what's important. We gotta keep our mind this way. Keep our conscience on Yahweh on this Sabbath day. And I'm gonna go to case of point two. Once Mother E give me this 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21, because we gotta follow. We have somebody here. We gotta follow here. still put it out there early, and I'm coming back reiterated a second time. Mm-hmm.
Verse 21. Every
year unto. Here too.
What?
Where ye?
Where ye call. Because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us.
Leaving
us an example. That we should follow his steps.
Hallelujah. So Yahweh the Son, that's us an example. That he done suffer for us. He gave us an example for us to follow his steps. So this something that's coming. Yahweh put in my mind right now to bring to the table. I'm going to bring that Matthew chapter 8, verse 21 and 22. And I'm going to read that. I'm going to read that right there myself.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 8, verse 21 and 22.
Come on,
21 reads. And another of his followers said unto him, Yahweh, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Verse 22. For Yahweh the Son said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury their dead. Yahweh the Son, he don't want us to pollute no Sabbath day. Yahweh the Son said the dead, go let him let the dead bury the dead. You know, I know it's a double meaning to that, but right now I'm talking about the physical and the spiritual part of it. You know, at this moment we're going to see why. It's a Sabbath day. People want to bury the dead on the Sabbath day. They don't want to, they already don't know how to keep themselves right. Let's go to Isaiah. Mother D, you can help me out with the book of Isaiah and pick it up at chapter 56. And let's see what Yahweh the Son said about his Sabbath day and how we should conduct ourselves on his Sabbath day. Pick it up at verse 6 for me. Matter of fact, verse 55. Pick it up at verse 6. Let's read down.
55. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Anyway. Thank you, Yahweh. While he might be found. Call you upon him while he is near. Verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way. And the unrighteous man or woman their thoughts. And let them return unto Yahweh. And he will have mercy upon them. And to our Yahweh, for he will abundantly pardon.
Okay, we'll stop right there. Now you can drop down to 56. Yahweh tell us, he say, in verse, he say, seek Yahweh while he may be found.
Yeah.
Call ye upon him while he is near.
Yeah.
Let the wicked forsake his way and unrighteous man his thoughts. That may got to be some straight now going on.
What would he do next? Keep reading another verse.
He says,
do what?
And he would let him return to Yahweh.
Yeah, go ahead.
And he will have mercy upon him.
Go ahead.
And to our Yahweh, for he will abundantly pardon.
He will abundantly pardon. He said, you know, so now preach up that to 2 Peter 3, verse number 9. Young lion.
Yep, on my way there now. 2 Peter, verse 3.
Hallelujah,
right. Verse 9, right? All right. 2
Peter 3, 9.
2 Peter.
3, 9.
2 Peter.
We clear about them young lion. Hold up on that mother, D of Israel. Proverbs 30, verse 30. Let's talk about that young lion real quick. Proverbs 30, verse
Let's talk about that young lion for a minute. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30.
A lion,
which is the strongest among beasts.
Strongest among beasts.
And turn not away for any.
For men. So that lion turned back from. And now I got preached up there. Come on, brother. Let's run to the 13th chapter of Hosea. Let's see what he means. So let's see what he's talking about. We're going to Hosea, and we want to precept that to Hosea just for a minute. See, a young lion, what we're hearing now going on, he said, look here, I want it all. I want to call it out and read it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, in the book of said something that he was going to do. And when we in that spirit pop up right now, let's go to Hosea 13, right? Well, Yahweh made a statement on how he's going to meet you. 13th chapter, Yahweh said he's going to meet you some kind of way.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to meet you, what kind of way? I'm going to meet you like something. Is I'm looking right? Help me out there, Brother Yahya Israel. Or do I got to go a little bit further? He said, I'm going to meet you some kind of way. He's going to meet you, you know, I want that word called, I'm going to meet you as a, what we said a minute ago. So he got that already on the table. That's how he's going to meet you. And I want to make sure we pull that right verse out. I'm going to meet you like a, back up to five. Back up to five there, Mother, dear Israel.
In Hosea.
Yeah, Hosea 5, pick up verse 14. Thank you, Brother L. Thank you, L. 14 of Hosea.
Hosea chapter 5, verse 14.
Listen good.
Verse 14. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion.
What kind of your lion?
And as a young lion.
I'm gonna be, what kind of lion?
A young lion.
A young lion. I'm going to be a young lion. I thought you'll be a young lion. You know, a young lion got plenty of energy. He be all over the place. Hands moving all kind of ways, you know. Plenty of energy. You remember the days when you was a young lion? You was all over the place. So,
Hallelujah. Wow. That's Mother. Mother D, let's get this ball game rolling. Let's keep it on mind, because the dead got to bury the dead. But Yahweh, I pardon you if you do something like this. Give me Isaiah chapter 56. And pick it up at verse 1. Yeah. But before that, I'm going to read that verse that says, shout out in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 reads, and Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise, mm-hmm. as some men count slackness,
right.
but is long-suffering to us ward,
uh-huh.
not willing that any should perish.
I don't want to kill you. Go ahead.
But that all should come to repent.
But he wait for you to do what?
Come to repent.
He wait for you to come now, hey?
Hallelujah.
Man, the man said, look here, I'm just going to wait and see if you're going to repent.
Mm-hmm.
Repent.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, brother.
Okay. Let's pick it up at Isaiah, and let's get us some of this chapter 56, verse 1.
Isaiah chapter 56,
uh-huh.
verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Let me read. Thus says Yahweh, keep you judgment and mm-hmm. do justice.
Do justice.
For my salvation is near to come.
Yeah.
And my righteousness to be revealed.
Mm-hmm. And what's this, as a matter of fact, Mother E, can we get a precept on righteousness in the book of Deuteronomy at chapter 6, verse 25?
Mm-hmm.
So we can know what's this righteousness that's about to be revealed. Mm-hmm. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25. We want some righteousness that's about to be revealed going on here, so everybody can know, be on one accord, Israel, what's this righteousness that's going to be revealed.
Yes.
That's what's being revealed to you right now.
Yes,
yes ma'am.
And this shall be our righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
If we observe all those before the Yahweh,
I'm
Yahweh, and he has commanded us.
Okay, so it should be our righteousness to do all these Torah instructions, these first five books of the Bible. He said it should be our righteousness if we observe to do them. There's something you got to do, you know. And he ain't saying that slack them or do anything. He said all these Torah instructions before Yahweh. So you got to do in his presence as it is commanded us to do. So we ain't got no excuses. Let's go finish back up, Mother D. Thanks, Mother E.
Isaiah chapter 56, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Thus says Yahweh, keep you judgment and do justice. Isaiah 56, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the man and woman
mm-hmm.
that doeth this.
Uh-huh. What they got to do?
And the son of man that layeth hold on it.
What they got to lay hold on?
That keepeth the Sabbath from polluting.
What they got to keep what?
Keep the Sabbath from polluting.
And he tell you how to keep. He say keep from polluting it too.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And keep their hands from doing any evil.
So he say, don't keep your hand from doing any evil on this Sabbath day.
Right.
He say, hey, don't pollute this Sabbath day.
Right.
You know, you got, we already just heard the man, Yahweh the Son told the man, let the dead bury the dead.
Yes.
You know, people want to God to pollute the Sabbath day. They want to go bury the dead on the Sabbath day.
And backbite on the Sabbath day.
Get arguments on the Sabbath day. Do all type of things on the Sabbath day. So these are things that we got to keep in mind. Let's see what happens when you're doing right on this Sabbath day. We're going to do some reading here. Mother Z, let me get Isaiah chapter 58 and give me verse 13. And give me verse 13, and I'm going to pick you bag you up with verse 14. We're going to tag team on this one. Uh-huh. Verse 13, ma'am.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. If you turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on the righteous day, and call the Sabbath.
You call this day. If he say Yahweh the Son, I'm going to stop you right there, Mother Z. Yahweh the Son, let's know. He say, now if you turn your foot from doing your foot for the Sabbath day from doing your own pleasures on my righteous day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you call my day this blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you call this day that I made a sign between me and you, Israel. He said, this day a delight.
I put
between, it's a personal between us, man.
That's right.
He said, what'd he say, Mother C? Pick it up for me.
Yeah, well,
righteous. Uh-huh.
And a delight.
It's a delight.
The righteous of the Yahweh.
Ooh,
honor.
Honorable.
Honor him.
He say honor him, uh-huh.
Honor him not doing
their
own way,
uh-huh.
Neither finding their own pleasure,
uh-huh.
Neither speaking
things. Speaking your own words. Okay, so Yahweh the Son let us know, he said, you call this day a delight for me, right?
Yeah.
He said, it's the righteous of Yahweh.
Yeah.
He say, it's honorable. He say, and she'll honor him. So this is the day we're going to be honoring who?
Yahweh.
We're going to be honoring some Yahweh on this day. How are we going to honor? He say, we're not going to be doing our own way. Anything that you think is your own, that you want to be doing your own, what he say? He say, no finding your own pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's talking about ain't no laying up with the wife and having doing nothing. Ain't no going to play no b-ball. Ain't no one I want to go play, watch these sports and get down with these. Hey, that's your own pleasure.
Yeah.
He said, you got 6 days you can do those good things.
That's right.
He said, but this day, he said, this is the day to honor Yahweh.
Yes.
He said, knowing speaking your own word.
Yes.
I'm going to pick it up at verse 14. He said, then said, you delight yourself in Yahweh.
Yeah.
And I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth.
Yeah.
He said, and feed you with the heritage of Israel, your father. Who our fathers is, let's go back. I'm going to pick it up at Mother D. We go to the book of Exodus and see this heritage of our fathers. Let's see who our fathers were. Let's go, let me see, can I run it down? The book of Exodus, let me see, chapter 3. Let me see, give me verse 15.
Exodus chapter
3. Uh-huh.
Verse 16.
Uh-huh.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh said, moreover unto Moses, thus shall
mm-hmm.
you say unto the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
Yahweh, Yahweh of your father,
mm-hmm.
the Yahweh of Abraham,
yeah.
the Yahweh of Isaac,
mm-hmm.
the Yahweh of Israel,
mm-hmm.
have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
So Yahweh say, our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And I'm going to pick it back up at Isaiah chapter 58, verse 14. He says, then shall you delight yourself in Yahuwah. So we will delight ourselves in Yahuwah. He said, I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. He said, we ain't going to be the low. We're going to be in the high places. And feed you with the heritage of Israel, your father. For the mouth of Yahuwah has spoken it. So Yahuwah declared and decreed these things for Israel. Yahweh made a sign between us and him.
Yeah.
Yahweh the one that gave Israel and entrusted us to keep these Sabbath days.
Yeah.
So no other nation got this Sabbath day. And they ain't expect no other nation to do this thing but Israel. And on that note, I'm going to hand it over to the elder, a family of Israel. Brother Yada, the teacher Yada.
Give
Bob Micaiah
a hand.
I'm still training.
I remember boot camp.
Remember the Sabbath day. to keep the righteous. Verse 6. Mm-hmm. These days shall you labor and do all your work.
That's right.
Verse 10. But the 7 days is the Sabbath of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
In it you shall not do any work, you nor your sons, nor your daughters, your man servants, nor your maid servants,
yes, ma'am,
nor your cattle, nor our stranger that is within your gate.
They say, neither the stranger is within your gate. First time 11, come on.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
For in 6 days, Yahuwah may have in earth,
yes, ma'am,
sea, and all that in them is, and rested the 7 days. Therefore, Yahuwah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
So Yahuwah say one thing to keep, to bring back to our remembrance is his Sabbath day.
Yahuwah.
The Sabbath day is the 7 days. 7 days, Yahuwah. Sundown Friday to sundown Saturday is Yahuwah's Sabbath day. But Brother Makai Israel, he also mentioned something else about, she said that Sabbath day is a sign in the book of Ezekiel, right? But he said, he made another statement about his Sabbath day in the book of Exodus, chapter 16. Brother Makai Israel of C. Roy, let's take a look at verse number 4. Let's read 1 through 4. Let's see if we can run into what I'm looking for, because my eyes ain't laid, ain't beamed in on it yet, but we're going to run into it that way. Exodus 16, verse 1 through 4.
The book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 1 through 4.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1 reads.
What do you read?
And they took their journey from Elam,
mm-hmm,
and all the congregation of the family of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai.
Uh-huh.
On the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Bluteward, Egypt, for Mazarin.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
Yes, sir.
And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses,
mm-hmm,
and Aaron in the wilderness.
So them Israelites, they got to do what they say, right?
Uh-huh.
So be good for that murmuring thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Yahuwah got a message about the murmurers, right? Hold that point. Mother, let's run to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10. Yahuwah got a message. If we start murmuring too much, he got something he want us to be mindful of here. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, by verse 16, Mother Israel, see you, Roy. 1 Corinthians 10. About verse number, is that the one I want? Let me see, is that the one I want? 1 Corinthians 10, make it verse number 11, 12, 10, and 11. Mother Israel. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10 and 11. Let's see what he got that we want us to remember, right? Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. Mother Israel, let's see you right.
1 Corinthians 10 and 11.
Mm-hmm. He's a murmur.
You
have
some of them also
murmur. Go ahead.
And
were
destroyed of
the destruction. He said, all that
murmuring
get you some destruction, right? What do you say? Uh-huh.
Now all these things happen unto them for example.
Mm-hmm.
And they are written for our admonition upon whom the end of the world will come.
So he said it was written. We might peek back there and say, oh, can't go that way. Because I see the outcome of that thing, right?
I can't be a barber backbiting and complaining. I can't do that.
Hallelujah. Well, let's look at that Exodus, Brother Micaiah Israel, chapter 16, picking up at verse number 3 and 4. Get on down the road here, a little piece.
The book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 3 and 4.
Yes, sir.
Verse 3 reads.
Uh-huh.
And the children of Israel said unto them,
what did he say?
Would to Yahuwah we had died by the hand of Yahuwah in the land of Egypt.
You know, Israelites, we might as well just roll over and die, right?
Right.
That's a mess there.
in the land of polluted word Egypt and Mesorim.
What do you say?
When we sat by the flesh pot, and when we did eat bread to the full.
He said, look here, I think Egypt wasn't so bad.
I
got to say, budget wasn't bad. Ain't that something, man? Play it, read off.
For you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly by with hunger.
Verse 4, what do you say?
Verse 4. Then said Yahweh to Moses, behold, I will bring bread from heaven for you. And the people should go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my Torah instruction or no.
So Yahweh said, I got to put these folks to the test, right?
That's right.
And let's see what he used to test them with here from Micaiah. And verse number 25, what do you say? Verse 25 and 26.
The book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 25 and 26.
Yes, sir.
Verse 25 read.
What did he read?
And Moses said, eat that today, for today is the Sabbath to Yahweh. Today you shall not find it in the field. Verse 26. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none.
So he said, look here, that Sabbath day is the proving ground, right?
Uh-huh.
Verse number 30, what do you say?
Verse 30. So the people rested on the Sabbath day.
So that Sabbath day, Yahweh said, I'm going to prove them. He proved them by whether they will keep this Sabbath day or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the proving ground in the eyes of the Most High Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the book of St. John. Mother's week. Look at St. John chapter 15, verse 26. St. John 15, verse 26. So he said that minister spirit will bring these things back to our remembrance. One thing about the word remembrance, I mean, at some point in time, it was in your head, right? At some point in time, it had to be part of your culture.
That's right.
But let's look at the book of St. John 15, verse 26. Mother of Israel, see you right.
St. John, chapter 15, verse 26.
What is it?
Verse 26.
Yes, ma'am.
But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proclaimed,
which proceeded,
from the Father, he shall testify of me.
He said, when he show up, all gonna be on his agenda is what Yahweh gotta say.
Right?
He ain't gonna have no comment otherwise.
That's
he gonna testify of Yahweh the Son.
Right?
Is that what he say?
That's
what he say. Well, let's look at the book of Exodus 23. Let's see him at work, Mother D.M. Israel. Exodus 23, verse 20 through 23. Let's see the righteous minister spirit at work. Exodus 23, verse number 20 through 23.
Exodus, chapter 23, verses 20 to 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse
23. What
do
you read?
Behold, I send a minister spirit before you. To keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Verse 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Beware of him.
He said, look here. Beware of him. Go ahead.
And obey his voice.
Hold on that point. He said, beware of him, right? And obey his voice. Let's see how this minister spirit, when he show up on the scene, let's see how he talks. Brother Micaiah in the book of Judges. Let's see how he talked in Judges chapter 2, verse number 1. And then the spirit show up, let's see how he communicates. Judges 2, verse number 1. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right.
Book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 1 reads. And the ministering spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim. And said, I made you to go up out of Egypt.
Look, I made you to go up out of Egypt. Go ahead.
Polluted word from Nazarene.
Uh-huh.
And have brought you unto the land, which I swear unto your father.
Go ahead.
And I said, I would never break my covenant with you.
He said, what?
He said, I would never break my covenant with you.
What the minister of fear is saying? Over that, let's run to the sub, Mother E. Look at the book of Psalms. Let's peep at that. So the minister of spirit said, I see it, right?
Right.
I would never break my covenant with you. Yahweh said that, let's look at Psalm 105. Mother Israel will see you right. Let's see if we can follow up on that statement. Psalm chapter 105. Let's look at that verse number 6. 6 through 10. Psalm 105, verse 6 through 10. Mother Israel, see he runs.
105.
Yes, ma'am. Psalm 105, verse 6 through 10.
The book of Psalm 105,
verses 6
through 10.
Mm-hmm.
What did it say? O ye seed of Abraham.
O you seed of Abraham. Go ahead.
His servant.
Mm-hmm.
You children of Israel, his chosen.
Wait.
Uh-huh. He is the Yahweh, I'm Yahweh. His judgments are in all the earth.
Verse 8, come on.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
He has remembered his covenant forever.
You mean the covenant ain't the minister's spirit, huh? That covenant is Yahweh's, right? And he made it with the 12 tribes of Israel, ain't that right?
Go
ahead, read on.
Words which I command to a thousand generations.
Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Which covenant he made with Abraham.
Uh-huh.
And his oath unto Israel.
Isaac. Go ahead. Verse 10.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
And confirm the same unto Israel for a children's struggle. And to Israel for an everlasting covenant.
What kind of covenant did he make with Israel?
Everlasting covenant.
Now, Mr. Preacher, I know you want this thing to wax old, but everlasting never die, do it? God, why made this covenant with Israel?
Hallelujah. Wow.
Ain't no such thing when you really keep that as a new anything, right?
Wow.
He just gave Israel a second shot at this
time.
That's all he did. He gave them a second, and it's a great strike. That's what he did. He gave them a little great, I mean, it was many times he wanted to do away with us of Israel. Let's go to a book of Eber. Brother Makai Israel seed running. Let's peep at this covenant. Now, he said this thing is everlasting.
Uh-huh.
Let's look at the book of Eber, chapter 13, verse number 20. Let's see how this covenant was made and sealed. Brother Makai Israel seed running. The book of Eber, the word Hebrews 13, verse number 20.
The book of Eber, polluted word in Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20 reads.
What do you read?
Now, Yahweh peace,
mm-hmm.
that brought again from the dead our Yahweh the Son.
Yes, sir.
That great shepherd of the sheep,
mm-hmm.
through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
Now, this thing was sealed with blood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, everlasting is everlasting, right? Everlasting don't never wax old.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The book of Exodus 23, 21 and 22. Mother, D.F. Israel, see you right. Exodus 23, verse 21 and 22. So the minister spirit said, brought you up out of slavery.
That's right.
He ain't going to dare utter any other word than what Yahweh the Son tells him.
That's right.
Yahweh the Son say, ah. When he show up, he's going to say, ah. Exodus 20, 21, and 22. Mother D of Israel. I'll see you, brother.
Exodus chapter 23, verses 21 and
22. Yes, ma'am.
Beware of him.
Beware of him.
Obey his voice.
Obey his voice.
Provoke him not,
mm-hmm.
for he will not pardon your sin
mm-hmm.
for my name is in him.
Y'all want to say he a representative of me. Verse 22. Yes, ma'am.
But if you shall indeed obey his voice
mm-hmm.
and do all that I speak.
He said, when you hear what he say, it's really, you hear what I say, right?
Hallelujah.
Let me see if I can get an example of that. He made a statement our mother Zeke in the book of St. John chapter 5. He made a statement in St. John chapter 5, mother Zeke is real, in 46 and 47. Let's see how he put it in St. John 5, 46 and 47, mother Zeke is real, a seed royal. How did he make that statement in Isaiah chapter 5, read verse 39, it dropped down to 46 and 47. Mother Z Israel of the
St. John, chapter 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 48.
Verse number 39. Then drop down to 46 and 47.
39.
Yes, ma'am.
St. John, chapter 5. Verse 39. Drop down to 46 and 47.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 39. Search the
scriptures.
Search the scriptures. For in them he thinks he have everlasting life.
Eternal life.
Mm-hmm. And they are they which testify of me.
He said, look at it. They testifying of me.
Hallelujah.
Verse number 37, Mother Z Israel of Seed Royal.
37?
Yes, ma'am.
37. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. He has neither heard his voice
mm-hmm.
at any time,
mm-hmm.
not seeing his shape.
So they ain't testifying about the Father, right?
That's right.
That's my job. They ain't doing it, my job. Verse 46, 47, what do you say?
Verse
46
and 47.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 46.
Oh, that book, Mother Lee. Let's write to the book of St. John, Mother D.F. Israel. St. John 1:18. Let's see if that's Yahweh the Son's job. St. John chapter 1, verse number 18. Mother D of Israel of Queen Roy. St. John 1, verse number 18. Let's see whose job that is to testify of the Father. St. John 1, verse number 18.
St. John chapter 1, verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
No man have seen the Father, Yahweh the Father, at any time.
Go ahead.
The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father has declared him.
He has declared him.
Mm.
So you say, that's my job. I'm the only one to talk about daddy, right? The book of St. John 5, 46, 47, Mother Z. Israel, C. Russell.
St. John, chapter 5, verse 46 and 47.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 46.
Mm-hmm.
But having... But had you believed Moses,
go ahead.
He would have believed me.
Why?
For he believed me. He wrote of me.
Verse 27, what did he say?
Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
But if he believed not his writing, how shall he believe my words?
So what Moses was putting down on paper was not his words, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was the words coming from the mouth of Yahweh the Son, right? Let's write to the book of Acts, Mother D of Israel, the Seed Royal. Acts chapter 3. The book of Acts chapter 3. Let's see that verse number. Let me see what I want over here. Looking for a specific statement here, if I can run it, my eyes on it. Picking up that verse, Acts chapter 3,
verse number 18. Mother D.F. Israel, the senior Roy. What did he say? Acts 3, verse number 18.
Acts chapter
3,
verse 18. Yes, ma'am. Okay. But those things which Yahweh before had shown by the mouth of all his fears that Yahweh's son should suffer, he has so fulfilled.
See, this thing was shown by Yahweh the Son through the mouth of his seer, right? Verse 21, what do you say?
Mm-hmm. Whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things.
Yes, ma'am.
Which Yahweh had spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began.
Book of Luke. Mother Israel, Luke chapter 1. Let's see that verse, about verse number, let me see what I want over there. Somewhere around 76. Luke chapter 1, verse 76. The Yahweh spoke by the mouth of all his righteous seers. We know the Yahweh that was doing all that big talk was Yahweh the Son, right? So we read, he said, you ain't heard the Father voice at any time.
That's right,
Yahweh. Seeing this shit. So the one was doing all that tall talk was Yahweh the Son, right? The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 76. Mother Israel, the senior one. Let's get another witness concerning the matter.
Book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 76.
Mm-hmm.
And thy child said,
We're going to read something over here now, brother. Pick it up at verse number Acts 2, verse 21. What did he say? Acts 2,
Book
verse 21.
Chapter 2, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21 reads, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Verse 22.
Yes, sir.
You man of Israel,
mm-hmm.
hear these words. Yahweh the son of Nazareth, a man approved of Yahweh the Father among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which Yahweh did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know.
Read verse 30. What do that say?
Verse 30.
Yes, sir.
He seeing, 30. Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, therefore being a seer,
yes.
and knowing that Yahweh has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Yahweh the Son to sit on his throne.
Try verse number 36. What did that say?
Verse 36.
Hey.
Therefore, let all the family of Israel know assuredly that Yahweh had made that same Yahweh the Son whom you have crucified both Yahweh and both Yahweh the Son.
So he said, let all the family of Israel know, right? Know what? In verse 38 through 40.
38 to 40. Acts.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 32. I mean, chapter 2, verse 38 to 40.
Yes, sir.
Verse 38. And Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh the Son, for the remission of sin.
Great.
And you shall receive the gift of the righteous spirit. Verse 39.
Yes, sir.
For the promise is unto you, and to your church, and to all that are afar off, even as many as Yahweh, our Yahweh, shall call.
They said the promise, right? Is unto you and your children. Yahweh is very, very straightforward, right? You don't leave nothing for chance. It's just that some men come along and twist up some things.
That's right.
That's how we Yahweh don't leave nothing for chance. He tell you exactly what's on his mind, right? He said, this is for you and your children. And to all that are afar off. Let's see if we can break that one down, Mother. Who was afar off? And how were they afar off? In the book of Hebrews. This is where Hebrews chapter 7. Let's see if we can get an example of what he's talking about there in the book of Hebrews. Chapter 7, Mother, eat Israel, see Roy. Let's see that verse number. Let's think of that verse number. Think of that 8 through 10, Mother, eat Israel. The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and 9, that's all we need. Verse 8 and 9. Mother, eat Israel, see Roy. 8, 9, and 10, we need it all, Mother, eat. Those were the one that was, well, we are the one. That was a far off. Let's look at Exodus 23, 21 and 22. Mother D of Israel of seeing right. Back to that Exodus, chapter 23, 21 and 22.
Verse 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your sin. For my name is in him.
Number 22.
But if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemy. And an adversary unto thy adversary.
But if you want Yahweh on your team, right?
Yes.
If you want him to defend you, what must we do? We got to get an ear to hear what he say, right? Let's tell you what he told him in the book of Jeremiah 7:21, Brother Makai. Let's see how he broke it down in Jeremiah 7, verse 21. Is that what he... The message he gave by the seer, Jeremiah, chapter 7, pick it up at verse 21. Brother Makai Israel of C.E. Rush.
Go to Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 21.
What do you say?
21 read.
What do you read?
Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of Israel.
Wait.
Put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifice and eat flesh.
Verse 22.
Verse 22.
What do you say?
For I say not unto your father.
You know, I spake not unto your father. Go ahead.
For I spake not unto your father, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, put in the word for Mazarene, concerning burnt offering and or sacrifice.
He said, look here, when I brought them out of Egypt, that wasn't the most important thing that they heard from me, right? Verse number 23, what they supposed to have heard, brother.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 23. 23
reads.
But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice.
Go ahead.
And I will be your Yahweh. And you should be my people.
Go ahead.
And walk you in the ways that I have commanded.
And walk you in all the ways.
And walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you.
Go ahead.
That it may be well unto you.
He said, hey, if you want me to be an enemy to your enemy, an adversary to your adversary, it's something you got to do, right?
Hallelujah.
You got to walk in all my ways.
Hallelujah.
And that's what he said.
Yeah, in verse 24.
Go ahead and read it.
But they hearken not, nor incline their ear. But walk in the counsels and in the imaginations of their evil minds. And went backwards and not forward.
They what?
Went backwards and not forward.
That's what they said. We should just go on and stay in Egypt. But he said they hearken to their own mind. Let's see what happens when we listen to what our mind got to say here. In the book of Proverbs 14, verse 12. Mother Z Israel. Verse 14. Proverbs 14, verse 12. What happens when we walk in our, according to our own mind, Mother Z? What is the outcome of that? We can look in our communities and testify to it, right? Book of Proverbs 14, verse number 12. Mother Z Israel, see you right.
Proverbs chapter
14. the deed of Israel to see you right. 1 John chapter 2. Let's see that 12 through 14. Well, the 1 John chapter 2. Let's look at 12 through 14. Mother deed of Israel to see you right. 1
John chapter 2, verses 12
to 14. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I write unto you, little children,
uh-huh.
because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Verse 13. I write unto you, Father,
mm-hmm.
because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men,
what?
Because you have overcome the wicked one.
There we go.
I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father.
Verse 14.
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
I have written unto you, Father, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong,
mm-hmm.
and the word of Yahweh abides in you.
Good.
And you have overcome.
So yeah, well, I got a job for the young man. I can put him to work. Let's run to the book Matthew, Matthew chapter 20. The book of Matthew chapter 20, pick it up at 1 through 16. Yeah, I got occupation for the young man. Matthew chapter 20. Let's see him put him to work, Mother E. Matthew 20, pick it up at verse number 1. What did y'all quite got to say? Matthew 20, verse number 1 through 16. Let's get it all in, Mother E.
The book of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 through 16.
Yes, ma'am.
The book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
But the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man
great.
That is an household.
That is a householder. Great.
Which went out early in the morning.
Hold that point. He said, like a man that is a householder, right?
Right.
See if I can lay my eyes on something to deal with that right quick, Mother. Let me see if I can lay my eyes. It's a statement that I need to lay my eyes on. If I can't, then I just can't.
Take your time, brother.
It's a statement that is in the book of Hebrews, Mother Z. If I could pull it out. Yeah, Father, son, made a statement if I can lay my eyes on it. If I can't see it, I can't call it, right? Let me see if I can lay my eyes on this thing right quick. That's why I made a statement concerning the matter. Let me see if I can put it out. Give me one more second. I'm gonna go one more time, and if I don't see it, then I don't see it. So we'll have to table that and come back with it. But let's run back to that Matthew 19, Mother 8, 20. Pick it back up at verse number 1. Give me a chance to scope this thing out one more time. Matthew chapter 20, verse number 1. Mother Israel, see you run.
The book of Matthew chapter 20, verse 1. But the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an household,
mm-hmm.
which went out early in the morning.
I told you, buddy, you gave me enough time to scope.
Oh, right.
Mother B. Israel. Let's look at the book of Hebrews, literary Hebrews, chapter 3. Pick it up at verse number 1. And let's peep at verse number 1 through 5. Let's see what you got to say. 1 through 6. Mother B. Israel. We can deal with that man that is a householder. In the book of Hebrews, Mother of Israel, chapter 3, 1 through 6. Mother of Israel, the fiend rushes. Book of Hebrews, chapter 3, let's look at 1 through 6.
The book of Hebrews,
mm-hmm.
chapter
3,
verse
1. Uh-huh.
Wherefore, righteous brethren, partakers of the heavenly
calling. He said, look at you partakers of what kind of calling?
Heavenly
calling. Look at Israel. You got something on you that came from heaven. They're calling you a perfection.
Perfection. Yahweh the Son, Yahweh, verse 2,
uh-huh.
Who was
faithful.
Who was faithful to him that appointed him,
mm-hmm.
as also Moses were faithful in all his house.
Verse number 3, come on.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
For this man was counted worthy,
mm-hmm.
of more honor.
Greatness, honor than who?
More honor than Moses.
Good.
And so what as he who has built the house,
mm-hmm.
has more honor than the house.
Verse 7-4, come on, Moses.
Verse 4,
mm-hmm.
for every house is built by some man.
He said every house is built by some man. Go ahead, buddy.
But he that built all things is Yahweh the Father.
Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh the Son.
That's who this conversation is about, right? Verse 5, come on.
Yeah. Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses truly was faithful in all his house.
Go ahead.
As a servant of...
What? A testimony?
Servant for a testimony of the things
of those things
which was to be spoken after.
Verse 6. Who is the householder? Who is that man?
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh the Son.
But Yahweh the Son.
As a son over his own house.
So this house belonged to who?
Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh the Son, right?
Right.
So we had to go through all that just to pull it out. But Matthew 20, verse number 2. Let's move it on down the road. Verse number 2, Mother.
Book of Matthew chapter 20, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 20, verse 2.
What do you say?
When he had agreed with the labor,
mm-hmm.
for a penny a day,
great.
He sent them into his vineyard.
Now somebody got to pull that out. What did he send them to? With his vineyard. What did he send them to, Mother? With his vineyard.
That
we can read, Mother.
We can read. What vineyard?
Look
it
out. Who is this vineyard? The mother's vineyard.
That we can read.
Who is this vineyard?
That we can read.
Now he said he sent them into his vineyard, right? Is that what he said? Of the day of Israel, see again Isaiah chapter 5. The book of Isaiah chapter 5. Mother day of Israel, see you right. Let's just get to the crux of the matter.
She was trying to get that too, boy. She was rolling too.
Let's take it verse number 7.
I see you, Mother day of Israel.
I'll throw it down the next time.
Okay,
I'm here. Isaiah 5, verse 7. Let's get to the point.
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
For the vineyard of Yahweh of hosts is the family of Israel,
uh-huh.
and the men of Yahweh Judah, his seven plants. And he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression.
Mm-hmm.
For righteousness, but behold, a crime.
He said he looked for judgment. But all Israel wanted was some oppression. Jeremiah said, you are a homegrown slave.
Yeah.
And what Jeremiah said, the book of Matthew 20. So we know the vineyard is, and we know the householder by name, right?
Yeah.
Man over his own house, right?
Right?
And the vineyard is the 12 tribes of Israel, right? And oh, y'all got Judah, that's his present plan. Verse number 2. Matthew 20, verse 2. Come on.
Matthew chapter 20, verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And when he had agreed with the labor for a penny
a
day,
mm-hmm.
he sent him into his vineyard.
Verse number 3. Come on.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And he went out about his third hour,
mm-hmm.
and saw others standing out in the marketplace.
So he went back out and he saw some about the third hour. And it ain't but four quarters in the game, right?
That's right.
So we already in the second quarter. Yeah? Come on, mother.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And say it unto them.
What did he say?
Go ye also into the vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
And whatsoever is right, I will give you.
Go ahead.
And they went their way.
Verse 5. Yes, ma'am.
Again, he went out about the sixth hour,
mm-hmm.
the ninth hour, and did likewise.
Verse 6. Come on.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing out,
mm-hmm.
and said unto them,
what do you say?
Why stand you here all the day out?
He said, why are you standing here all day out? Verse 7. Come on.
7. They say unto him,
what they say?
Because no man has hired us.
Go ahead.
He said unto them,
what did he say?
Go you also into the vineyard,
mm-hmm.
and whatsoever is right, that shall I receive.
That shall you receive. He said, whatever is right, that's what you're going to receive. Verse 11, what did he say, mother? Pick it up at 11.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had received, yes, they murmured against the good man of the house.
Now they ain't got what they agreed on for their wages, right?
Right.
And once they get it, what did the Israelites start doing?
Murmuring.
We always murmuring about one thing or another, right?
Right.
Verse 12, what do you say?
Verse 12.
Go ahead.
These lads have broke. But 1 hour, and thou hast made them eager unto us.
And look at, they came in here in the last hour, and now they—you mean they get the same thing we get?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they get the same thing we get.
Come
on, that
which have borne the burden and heat of the day.
You know, look at, we've been out here in the sun all day long. You mean they came in when the sun was going down and they get what we get?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get what we get. Verse 13, come on.
But he answered one of them and said,
what did he say?
Friend.
Friend.
Now,
y'all know y'all by the sun like that word.
Friend.
Friend. Come on.
Friend, right. Friend,
come on.
I do thee no wrong.
Well, look at, I ain't doing you no wrong. Go ahead.
Will I not agree with me for a penny?
Verse 14, what did he say?
14. Take that line, and go thy way.
Go ahead.
I will give unto this lad even as unto thee.
He said, hey, it's a time to do it as I please.
That's right.
I'm going to give this last. Matter of fact, bring him to the front of the line. Verse 15, what he say, buddy?
15. It is not lawful for me to do what I will with my own. Is thine eyes evil?
Mm-hmm.
Because I am good.
No. We want the lads. We want them to come on here and do this thing, right? That's what we looking forward to.
Hallelujah.
The book of Matthew, Mother D of Israel, see you right. Matthew, we good. Matthew chapter 9, Mother D of Israel, 35 to 38. Matthew 9, 35 to 38. What we got going on here, Mother D? Matthew chapter 9, 35 to 38. Matthew 5, 35 to 38. Mother D. F. Israel, I'm saying it right.
Did you say
Matthew 9, 35 to 38. Thank you, Mother. Correct. Matthew 9, 35 to 38.
Matthew chapter 9, 35 to 38.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 35 reads.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh's son went about all the cities and villages.
Yes.
Their temple and teaching the covenant of the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
Verse 36, come on.
But when he saw the multitude,
he said, but when he saw the multitude, what did he say?
He was moved with compassion.
Good.
And on them, because they fainted
mm-hmm.
and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
Verse 37, what did he say?
37.
Mm-hmm.
Then said he unto the disciples,
uh-huh.
the followers, the harvest truly is plenty.
He said, look here, the harvest truly is plenty. But what?
But the laborers are few.
Verse 38, come on.
38.
Mm-hmm.
Pray you therefore,
mm-hmm.
Yahweh of the harvest, that he will send forth labor unto his heart.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And on that note, we're going to bring back in the seal. To Israel, of see Roy about saying, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent game, boy. Like I said again, I love the shotgun approach all the way. There's no doubt about it. But I guess we got a few more minutes left on this national radio broadcast. So, Brother Micaiah, let's see what Deuteronomy chapter 6 says, 1 through 15 and 17. Let's go clean up a few things. Which is very important to understand one thing. Y'all walk out some things written. It's up for us to clear to see it. Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 15 and 17. What it said, Brother Micaiah?
Well, Deuteronomy chapter 6, 1 through 15 and verse 17.
Yeah, listen to this.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, now these are the Torah instructions, the statutes, the judgments which Yahweh, your Yahweh commands to teach you.
So these were commands to teach you. Go ahead.
Okay. That you might do them in the land rather you go to possess.
That's right.
Verse 2. That you might fear Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
your Yahweh, to keep all his Torah instructions.
Mm-hmm.
His Torah instructions which I command you, you and your son's son, all the days of your life,
mm-hmm.
and that your days may be prolonged.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3, hear therefore, Israel.
Hail, Israel.
And observe to do it.
Do it.
That it may be well with you.
This will make, keep the Torah instructions will make it well for you, Israel.
And that you may increase mightily.
And you will increase mightily, Israel, if you keep Torah instructions.
As Yahweh of your fathers has promised you,
right.
In the land that flows with milk and honey. Verse 4, hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel.
Yahweh, your Yahweh is one Yahweh.
One Yahweh, Israel.
Verse 5, and you shall love Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind.
He's one Yahweh. Hold that point. One Yahweh. He's one Yahweh. I lost my train of thought behind that one. That's okay. He's one Yahweh. Keep reading.
Okay. With all your mind. And with all your body.
Go ahead.
And with all your might.
Yes.
Verse 6. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your mind. Verse 7. And you shall teach them diligently until your children, and shall walk, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk it by the way, and when you lie it down, and when you rise it up.
So you shall walk in this. What again? What you supposed to walk in?
Now he said, and you shall talk.
Now back up. If you got a little walk in there too, then.
That was, you walk it by the way.
So you walk it by the way. Hold that part right there. Mother, let's see how you walk, by the way. Go to 1 Maccabees 2, 19 and 20. How do you walk, by the way? How do you walk, by the way? And Mother, Z have me 2 John 1, verse 6. I'm going to see how do you walk, by the way. Teaching involved, walk, by the way, and all that good stuff. 1 Maccabees 2, 19 and 20, Mother, how do you walk, by the way? How do you walk? By the way, First Maccabees 2, 19 and 20.
First Maccabees chapter 2, verses
19
and verse
20. Yeah, we found out this walk. You get this walk. And Moses had me that 2 and 1 6 waiting on me. Walk. Walk, by the way. Go ahead.
First Maccabees chapter 2, verses 19 and verse 20.
Uh-huh.
Verse 19. Then Methuselah answered and speak with a loud voice.
Yeah.
So all the nations that are under the king, the men, obey him and fall away. Everyone from the religion of their fathers,
mm-hmm.
and give counsel to his give consent to his Torah instruction.
Yeah, no, to his law. They get. So with King, he said, listen, everybody gives heed to what he got on the table, his law. Everybody got his law. He don't have no Torah instruction. He got a rule he got put on the table. Go ahead.
Okay. Verse 20.
Listen here.
Yet will I. And my son,
uh-huh.
and my brother,
yeah.
walk in the covenant.
Oh, but what we gonna walk in?
The covenant.
See, we gonna walk in the covenant.
Okay.
See, that's the way.
Of our father.
We gonna walk in the covenant of our father. So that's our walk. Our walk is in the covenant of our father.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how we supposed to walk. And what is the covenant of our father, that Mother Z? 2 John 1, 6. What is the covenant of our fathers, Mother Z?
2 John, chapter 1, verse 6.
So we got to get our walk together, and our walk together is walking to the covenant. Go ahead.
2 John, chapter 1, verse 6.
Yeah.
Verse 6.
What?
And this is love.
And this is love.
That we walk after his Torah instruction.
Oh, so there go your love. Oh, I love me some Most High. Mm-hmm. Then why are you not walking in the covenant with his Torah instruction? What's hindering you to walk into his love?
Mm-hmm.
And his love is what again?
His Torah instruction.
First 5 books. So that's how you got to get your walk together. So we watching your walk. We watch your walk in all the 6 of Monday camps. When you got some Yahweh, you walk in his Torah instruction. Come on back, Brother Micaiah.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Picking back up at verse 7.
Yes.
Verse 7 reads.
What it reads.
And you should teach them diligently to your children.
And you're supposed to teach your children the Torah instruction.
Yeah. And should talk of them the Torah instruction.
And you talk to your children about the what?
Torah instruction.
The Torah instruction.
When you sit it in your house.
When you sit down in your house.
And when you lie down.
When you're lying down.
Hold on. And when you walk is by the way.
And when you're walking in what again? The covenant.
Torah instruction.
You're walking in the covenant with the Torah instruction. That is our job to make sure we're always in a teaching mode. Wherever we at to teach the Torah instruction. Go ahead.
And when you lie down.
When you lie down.
And when you rise up.
Yes.
Verse 8.
Right.
And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
Uh-huh.
Verse 9. And you shall write them upon the post of your house and on your gate.
Right.
Verse 10. And it shall be when Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall have brought you into the land which he sware unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Israel, to give you great and goodly cities, which you buildest not. Verse 11. And houses full of all good things, which you buildest not, and wells digged, which you diggest not.
Yeah.
Vineyard and olive tree, which you planted not, when you
when you shall have eaten and be full. Verse 12. Then be warily you forget Yahweh, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, polluted word from Nazarene, from the house of bondage. Verse 13. You shall fear Yahweh your Yahweh and serve him.
You can fear Yahweh, do what?
Serve him.
Well, how do you fear Yahweh, Mother King of Israel? 111 verse 10. How do you fear Yahweh and serve him? How do you fear him and serve him? 111 verse 10. How do you fear Yahweh and serve him? How do you do that to read what we can read? Fear Yahweh and serve him.
Psalms 111, verse 10. The fear of
Yahweh
is the beginning of wisdom.
So the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
And good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction.
So you got a good understanding if you do what?
Torah instruction.
So there go your great understanding. Now let's precept that to 1:26-30 there, Mother. It's all right. Now, we just found out now. The fear of Yahweh is when you do what? That you do what? Katie sitting in the corner trembling. But, well, I fear me some Yahweh. But he said, fear of Yahweh is what?
Beginning of wisdom.
Is the keeping his Torah instruction. So that's the fear of Yahweh, is keeping his Torah instruction. So there is it there. So now give me Sirach chapter 1, 26 and 30. About D.F. Israel. So when you fear Yahweh, then that means you keep his Torah instruction. That means that fear has not enlightened you to do that. But when you fear Yahweh, you keep his Torah instruction. And let's see what that brings on you if that's the case in 1:26 and 30. Of the rock. That's real good. Yeah, 26 down to verse 30. Let's talk about it.
Chapter
1,
verse
26
and
30. What does it say? 26. What does it say?
And thou desire wisdom.
Now, if you desire wisdom.
Keep the Torah instruction.
Wait a minute. How do you get wisdom again?
Keep the Torah instruction.
So that's how you desire wisdom. You got to keep Torah instruction.
Right?
And
Yahweh shall give her unto you.
And Yahweh, if you keep the Torah instruction, Yahweh will give you the wisdom. So you got no wisdom if you're not keeping the Torah instruction. So Yahweh will give you wisdom if you do what?
So don't
talk back. You're not keeping the Torah instruction, that means you all the wisdom you got is the wisdom of all the world. Because if you desire wisdom of Yahweh, you will do what?
Keep Torah instruction.
Go ahead and read.
27.
What?
For the fear of Yahweh is wisdom.
So the fear of Yahweh is wisdom.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what we read? Go ahead and read.
And instruction.
Uh-huh.
And the faithful.
Come out, Mother Makai.
And meekness are his delight.
That's right. Go ahead.
Verse 28. Distrust not the fear of Yahweh.
He said, don't trust not the fear of Yahweh. See, otherwise, don't get weary when it's on covenant keeping. Don't. Feel the trust of Yahweh. He's telling you how he kick in.
Yeah.
He kick in when you fear Yahweh and keep Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
That is beginning of wisdom. Yeah. You, if you're not keeping Torah instruction, he's not going to give you this wisdom. Mm-hmm. You'll be bumming all around in this book and always confused.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you why. Go ahead.
When thou art poor.
When you are poor.
And come not unto him with a double mind.
He said, otherwise, don't. Don't be a what?
Hypocrite.
Go ahead and read.
In the sight of men.
Yeah.
And take good heed what you speak.
And take good heed. The only guy give a comeback. You show somebody something, they got a comeback. Why you got a comeback? Go ahead.
Verse 30.
What?
Exalt not yourself.
And don't exalt yourself.
Lest you fall.
You will do what?
Fall.
Go ahead.
And bring dishonor upon your soul.
You're going to bring dishonor on your soul.
And so Yahweh discovered your secret. And cast you down.
And what will Yahweh do for you?
Cast you down
in the midst of the congregation. You see what he do? He exposed you in the midst of the congregation.
Because thou came not
what?